Let's start with the numbers. So today saw one of the biggest jumps in COVID-19 cases, and that seemed to tweak the percentage cases. That's when you factor in testing. That's starting to creep up a bit. We've also seen some increases in hospitalizations this week. State officials have been stressing that testing is at an all-time high, so some of this is expected, but are there concerns this could be a trend?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, so they did more than 15,700 tests in the past day. So they're doing a lot of tests. The percentage of tests had been down around 6% last week before the reopening, before phase two. And now it's up to 9% of the tests coming back are positive. It's concerning. And, you know, and you noted that hospitalizations had gone up. We're at 680 folks in the hospital. And something that I mention to people not infrequently is that hospitalization is a lagging indicator, right? So you get exposed to COVID. It takes 3 to 5 days for you to start feeling symptoms. And then it's a few days more before you feel bad enough to go to the emergency department or to a hospital. And so you're looking at like a 7-day lag time, 10-day lag time between an upsurge in cases and an upsurge in hospitalization. So, you know, the fact that we've had an uptick in hospitalizations means that there was an uptick in cases more than a week ago. And now that we're seeing more of these cases being diagnosed, now it's like, are we going to just see the hospitalizations climb? It's very concerning.
Adding on to that, this happened this week.
Well, we're 6 days into phase two. And on a day when we're seeing some of our highest numbers of hospitalizations and death, the Senate wants to open bars.
So that's Governor Cooper speaking during Thursday's coronavirus news briefing. He had just been asked about the bar bill, which the Senate had passed and later the House passed, which basically overrides his order to keep bars closed during phase two.
I've been telling folks this anecdote. My husband and I went out to the beach on Sunday. We drove out just so we could sit on the sand and like look at the sun. And there was not a mask in sight, which is kind of okay when you're on the beach because there wasn't anybody within 12 or 15 feet of us, and there was a good breeze, and people were really giving one another a wide berth. So, you know, that's okay, right? You know, you can see that. As we were driving home, we passed a couple. There was a brew pub and a restaurant, and the brew pub had a little porch. The porch was packed. Then the brew pub had a food truck set up outside, and they had picnic tables around it. And the picnic tables were pretty close to one another. Picnic tables were packed. We passed a restaurant that had a breezeway, and they were using the breezeway as an outdoor space. So they had tables crammed into this breezeway. Breezeway was packed. And I said to my husband, I said, where are those people coming from? And where are they going to go to? And how many cases will we end up seeing out of this? You know, so yeah, that bar bill, it's interesting. I had a conversation this morning. You know, there's a really active kind of vibrant bar scene in Raleigh. And I was talking to someone who's a bartender this morning, and he understands his boss's desire to reopen, but he is terrified because he can be behind the bar and having a mask, but there's going to be all these people. You have a drink, you have a second drink, your inhibitions are lower, people aren't going to be observing social distancing, and who's going to be there is the staff. So, and this guy was trying to make the argument like, hey, are people ever going to come out? But, you know, as from what we've been seeing, people are coming out, younger people or folks who just don't take it seriously. Yeah, the numbers are concerning. And just for, you know, FYI, like the weekends, we see less reporting. So we always see a real surge in cases on Monday when you get the reports, and you get the reports from these smaller hospitals on hospitalization. So I'll be really curious to see what we see on Monday.
Okay, so we'll continue to keep an eye out on numbers. We'll watch for the status of the bar bill. And now we're going to switch gears. your team took a look at the impact of the pandemic on immunization rates in the state. What'd you find?
Well, we found that childhood immunizations really just sank after about early March. The data go by week, you know, week one of the year, week two of the year. So around about week 12, it just crashed. And so there's been 2 months of 2 months, 3 months of time where parents aren't getting into their doctor's offices to get their childhood vaccinations for their kids. And, you know, there's some pediatricians out there who are worrying about trying to catch up. In our story, one of the things I plotted was the numbers just for measles vaccinations. I think it was MMR. And it crashed out. And, you know, people talk about COVID being infectious, contagious. Measles is like 5 times more contagious than COVID. You get one case of measles and it is through a population like wildfire. When I worked for Doctors Without Borders, and we lived in dread fear of measles because of how quickly it can go through a population.
Definitely something to keep an eye on. What is your team working on for next week?
We've got more stuff on senior living, long-term care. Got some stuff on unemployment due to COVID in rural areas. I'm still trying to pull together that story on insurance, and then I'm trying to get myself into an ICU doing some work on how COVID has changed medical practice.